It's an extremely sensitive covert operation. You'll be one man against an entire squad of high-tech special ops. If you want to survive, you gotta have brains. You have to be in peak physical condition. The fate of the free world is in your hands, soldier. Failure is not an option.
Sir, aren't these tests kind of easy?
Suicide mission.
Oh. Metal Gear Solid.
Base station.
Hello and welcome to the 8-Bit Proof Podcast. This is Frank Susi, Frank Tank Susi. I'm actually doing the beginning hosting duties for this podcast. I didn't ask, I just did it. I'm probably going to get beat afterwards. But what we're doing here to start off the podcast is shots and a beer. So I'll give it back to our regular host and we'll continue.
All right, you guys ready to do this?
The winner gets to slap the loser in the face with his penis.
Wait.
What do you mean?
We can't throw rules in just before we do it.
Wait. Dick punches, go.
The loser has to watch Roger's shit video.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I wanted to watch that anyway.
Give us the countdown.
Five.
Wait, Joe's beer is not even
go, on. Go.
Four.
Three. Whoa. We're taking a shot in a beer. We definitely.
Shot and beer.
So you're chugging the beer.
Shot and chugging a 12-ounce beer.
Yeah, okay, and you can only do it one-handed. You got to hold a mic with the other hand entire time.
Everybody has a one-second handicap as Corey's drinking a smaller beer.
He is a pussy.
No, he's not.
Am I?
This is a 12-ounce.
Is it a 12? He sipped it. You
he's
sipped it.
He's skinnier than his.
I may have sipped it. All right, let's get started. We got a show to do.
Three,
ready?
Two, one, go. And everybody finished their shot pretty quick, and Roger is downing that beer like it's a jankack. And Corey's not doing so well. Joe is almost done. Corey. Roger did not finish. Roger is done. Joe came in second. Joe. And there are your results. It's like Corey.
You have like either a tear or like some slobber on the side.
That's slobber. He kind of.
I have like an ice headache. Down,
so. Waffles doesn't joke around.
I have a tear in the corner of my eye because that was so delicious.
Your eyes are all watered.
All right.
It was touching.
So first place, Roger. Second place, Joe. And third place, watching the poop video.
I will watch.
We'll be cool.
No. I'll watch it after the podcast.
Okay.
We're during a break.
Roger's always been good at taking large amounts of objects in his mouth in a short period of time.
Yes. But anyways, this is a special podcast. I think we're calling this episode 11.4.
You call that coming?
For PlayStation 4.
Yes, because yesterday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as many of you probably... Well, before we get started... This podcast is brought to you by Blast Magazine, Boston's online magazine for video games, TVs, movies, and pretty much all things awesome. All right,
Best magazine.
In Boston.
All right, back to what we were talking about. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sony, they finally announced the announcement that they announced like a month and a half
ago.
The
video game world blew up yesterday.
It was the unveiling of the PlayStation 4, and what we're going to do is we're hastily putting together this podcast for the last second.
So our info is going to be dead wrong.
No, it's not dead wrong.
No, I'm just kidding.
We've had
jokes.
24 hours.
Jokes.
Not funny.
It's jokes.
Not funny.
I'm drinking a German beer.
To your German beer and for your jokes.
Socialist.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're gonna pick apart the details. We're going to tell you guys all the details. A few new things have come out over the last 24 hours since the announcement.
That's right. Let it all out there, sweetheart.
Sorry, that was delayed. And after we go through the details, we are... enormous narcissist, so we assume that you want to hear what we have to say about these fucking details, so I
do.
You do. So we're going to go through all the details and tell you what we think. All right, and before we get started, I also just want to thank Giancarlo Saldana for not only live blogging during the event, but also writing an Everything We Know About the PlayStation 4 article, which I used to put together all the details for this podcast. So
thank you.
Thank you.
You know more than I do.
And also because I lost the feed multiple times while I was trying to watch it live.
We weren't the only ones.
Oh, thank
there were other people having trouble with the feed.
I was losing my shit yesterday.
I had to go to like different sites. And
and then everything failed, so I was like, fuck it, I'll just watch it on PlayStation Home. But of course, I haven't used PlayStation Home ever, like anybody else.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
download this update. And then it was just my 12, fuck all avatar standing there like, run to the movie theater.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully this isn't a
fucking PlayStation Home.
Hopefully this isn't an aside. Remember the like only time I ever used PlayStation Home was when we made my character look like a hot little young chick, and we were walking around, and people were like, "Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's up?"
We promised some kid that we'd give him like cyber sex.
Yes, that's all we did with PlayStation Home was coax kids to believe we were a young hot chick.
That could end badly.
I really
legal terms.
I made one of my avatars like this huge fat guy, and I would just get in front of people and salsa dance. I entertained myself for like an hour and a half doing
that. What was
that.
The point of it? If it was more easily accessed, it would have been fun. But that could be like a precursor for a failure. Like if they thought PlayStation Home was going to be such a good idea and went so far in it, imagine what kind of fucking failure we set ourselves up for.
I think they just didn't want to stop supporting it because that would admit
so
that
stupid.
Yeah,
it was
a pretty bad idea.
It's awful.
Well, I mean, there's like a center. They put games in there. Like if Killzone 3, if you played their shooting game, you get free skill points and go around and interact with people.
Did you do that, Francis?
I did. It was very hard. I didn't get any skill points.
Did you interact with people? Like went into the
No, I went straight there. I said, don't talk to me, anybody. I don't know what I'm doing.
So it was like real life.
It's so awkward when you go in there and there's like 25 people standing around. You're like, ugh. It's like walking into a fucking weird bar.
Well, we're not, you know.
You're the only one that's never been there before.
Well, we're sort of antisocial, so, you know, that really doesn't work for us. I mean, people are more outgoing.
Oh, good for you!
I did not mean to play that. I'm
Good now.
All right, so let's get started. All right, we'll start with the console itself.
What does it look like?
Yeah, what does it look like?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is they unveiled the console, and they did not show the console.
How can you do that?
Nintendo, remember the Wii U?
No, yeah.
Everybody watched
they
all the
video.
Exactly. So they followed the Wii U's their path. This beer's empty.
I don't understand. Why would you do a console unveil
without
the console?
It's going to be a rectangle or a square. No, the red meat potatoes is the controller, which was so heavily.
That's just like that's.
We'll get to that. It's not the most important part, but I would like to see the controller. I'd like to see.
It's going to look like a PlayStation 3, but
put a disc in it.
I want to know.
That's it.
I want to know what it's going to look like on my next to my
TV. It's going to look like a more sleeker, high-tech PlayStation 3.
How's it going to mesh with my feng shui?
It's going to be the size of a desktop.
Yeah.
wouldn't care.
It's going to be a mother brain.
All right, does anybody care about the specs? I have the specs here. Are they going to mean anything to anyone besides?
GDDR5 RAM is supposed to be pretty fast.
They're actually using old...
They have 8 gigabytes
8
of it.
8 gigs of GDDR RAM.
Rumored double the amount the Xbox is going to have.
An
so.
X86 processor.
They have two processors, one to help for downloading in the background, any sort of streaming activities, which is really nice.
Yeah.
I think it's 8 cores for the main one.
8 CPU cores,
yeah,
yes.
Which is
on a single die. I don't know what that means.
Faster than my desktop.
Really?
Offering
two
PC Master Race, huh? Yeah. How do you feel now, sir?
Well, in about a year, it'll be out of date. So.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ein Zing.
But people won't be making high-tech games for the PC, so the PlayStation 3 will be where it's at for the pretty stuff for a while.
And offering 2 teraflops of performance. Does that do anything for you?
Yeah, that does a lot.
Okay, good.
Teraflops.
That's pretty good. Teraflops. It just sounds like 80 bajillion.
It's when you get scared and you fall on the ground.
It's more than a gig.
Teraflop.
Is it more than a terabyte? Yeah. How many terabytes are in a teraflop?
1,000 gigabytes are in a terabyte. 1,000 terabytes are in a petabyte?
Petabyte? A petabyte?
What is like a child raper digital?
I don't know. You have to go. This is what Wikipedia is for. So fans, help us out.
Petabyte. Find out what a petabyte is.
Don't be uninformed.
Yeah.
Don't find out what a petabyte is.
Go to your local police department and look on the wall
the
for all the
guy.
Petabytes
but
in
wait,
your neighborhood.
They're using old Jaguar systems for their cores.
Yeah.
That's Jaguar. What the processing thing is called, a Jaguar.
I know initially they thought that they wouldn't support 4K video, but I guess they will.
They're not supporting 4K video games. They're supporting
if it's
4K streaming. Yes.
Right.
So like, if you want to do Netflix in 4K, if that ever happens, you should be able to do it.
And if you're retardedly rich. Because
yes. If your name is Roger and you have the money to afford a $20,000 4K TV.
I can't afford that TV. I'm waiting for the price drop.
The resolution on a 4K TV is 4 times that of a 1080p.
It's like,
yeah, I know.
It's like...
It's
how would you work?
A price drop.
Is it 4,000 by 2,000 or is it like 8,000 by 4,000?
It's 3,840 by 2,160 pixels.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you even need that?
So, like, when you're watching the news, you can see all the wrinkles in that lady's face, or you can see all the
I don't find
the
any
blood
for that.
In the crime scene. And when you're watching Person of Interest, you can just see how terrible it is.
What? That's the worst thing you've ever said.
Oh, that was a shot.
I'm just kidding. I like Person of Interest.
This whole podcast was dumb. Dumbest thing you've said already. Right there. We're not even 10 minutes in.
I'm just making a joke.
Something
it's
stupid.
A good show. Jim Caviezel.
Well, supposedly it's going to be the most powerful console ever, which is what we expect from the next generation console. And they claim the fastest network ever with the whole 2 teraflops business.
Wrong. T-Mobile already has it.
I don't know what to say to that. There's no chick driving on a motorcycle for a PlayStation, but I would rather.
Maybe there should be.
Yeah, they spent $380 million to buy out Gaikai and get all that streaming stuff going. So.
I don't
want to mispronounce it, but I'm sure I did already.
No, I think that's how it's pronounced, Gaikai.
Somebody else was saying Gaikai. There was people saying Gaikai and Gaikai.
What did the guy from Capcom call it?
Gaikai.
Gaikai.
That's what I'm sticking with is Gaikai. I'm going to pretend like I know what I'm talking about.
Gaikai.
Yeah, supposedly you'll be able to download things. Like, as you're downloading things, you'll be able to play them immediately upon downloading.
It's like it streams at first while it's downloading in the background, I think it was.
Yeah.
For all you instant gratification. All you instant gratification ADD kids.
Yeah, that's kind of like on live, so I'm kind of curious how that's going to work if you're reaching out. There's latency issues. And
Zero latency, Francis. Didn't you watch it?
I mean, where are those servers like located? Is it Japan, U.S., across Canada, Europe? I mean, you kind of have to know.
Who the fuck knows, Francis?
And then you have bandwidth issues. How much bandwidth can you have coming into your house?
Oh, there was
I mean, Comcast only lets you have 300 gigabytes a month, right?
They're in the sky, Francis.
I have a bandwidth. 176 gigs per second of bandwidth. That's what it
says. That's insane.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's like
Google
Fiber.
That's like Google internet shit.
Yeah, but
right there.
I mean, your provider's not going to give you that.
You're jacked into the matrix.
Yeah, everybody is limited to what their provider is. But also, along with all the PlayStation announcements, Vita played a really big role.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
So, a lot more crossplay choices. They didn't get into what those choices would specifically be.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking hate choices.
But they kind of stepped all over Nintendo with that whole, you'll be able to stream any game that you're playing on your PS4 immediately to your Vita. Like your PS4 will kind of act as like a...
Anywhere.
Like a router, and you'll be able to play the game anywhere in the house within the range
game. So the PlayStation 4 will process and play the game, and it'll just shoot it over to your Vita.
Yeah, like exactly like the touchpad, what Nintendo was doing.
I hate that they're making me buy a Vita.
It's missing...
Yeah, me too.
The Vita's missing two L and R buttons, L2 and R2, but has the back touchpad and the touchscreen.
Yeah,
they'll incorporate that.
I hate that they're making me buy a Vita.
You don't have to buy a Vita.
I do.
You don't have
but
to
what am I going to be the guy without a Vita playing PlayStation
4? It's essentially
4?
A touchpad for the
That's
PS4.
Upsetting.
You only need the Vita if you can't.
I will not be that guy.
You only need
Waffles will not be that guy.
No,
you will
I
be that guy.
This holiday season, Roger's going to walk out of a GameSpot, a GameStop, holding up a Vita. Roger owns a Vita.
Trophy.
They're
going to
come up with a bundle. That's my prediction for PlayStation 4. It'll be a PlayStation 4 Vita bundle.
That might be the $529 version they rumored.
Well, that's actually unlikely.
No. There's a lot of information coming out that PlayStation says they're going to be very competitive with their pricing.
Well, I hope so, because if they charge $600,
well, no, nothing. Game Informer, like a couple weeks ago,
the $429 and $529 isn't like confirmed or anything.
Give some content. That was just Game Informer's supposedly they had an inside source. Like that hasn't been confirmed. They haven't confirmed any prices in the announcement at all. It's $429 and $529, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not even offended by those prices after $600 PlayStation 3s.
Yeah, I agree.
Get out of here. Get out of with that pocket change, huh?
I price dropped weighted the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, so did I. I didn't get it until maybe
fucking lightweights.
A year or so in. When did you get it right off the bat?
Fuck yeah. I get everything right off the bat.
I don't want to shit on your future parade, Roger, but they actually just there was, I think it was an article, and it was in Joystick or Destructoid, where someone from Sony confirmed that they are not going to be dropping the price of the Vita in North America.
Yes,
like there's no plan to drop the price at all.
I'm still
going
to get it.
I know, but that
I just hate them for it. I hate them that they're making me do that. I hate them for it.
You know what's going to be great? What will be great about getting a PS Vita, though, is that you will not be wasting your battery playing games anymore. Because the games... Once
Temple
you get
Run 2 on PS Vita?
Well,
yeah, they have like Angry Birds in the Vita.
Do they have
it's
Temple Run 2
on the
Vita?
It's like a giant phone.
You'll be able to play Watch Dogs on your Vita in like sitting in bed. You'll be able to play Watch Dogs.
While the wife watches Parenthood.
I almost broke my iPhone today because of Temple Run 2.
I wouldn't be so upset about wanting a Vita now if I didn't already have a handheld. I don't know how you have two handhelds, Susie.
I don't either.
Francis is a man
like
amongst
two,
boys.
If I have two handhelds, that'll keep me up at night.
Because I have a problem. I think we discussed this already. But the Vita, the white Vita with the Assassin's Creed was on sale for $170, and I was like, if I don't buy that, I am losing money.
How was the Assassin's Creed game?
It's actually pretty good. I haven't played too much movies.
Don't
Persona
listen to that
4,
side of the table.
But it's actually pretty. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not a full fledged Assassin's Creed game. Like you don't do ship battles, but like you do this like ship.
Do you have to climb on the top of things and do vantage points?
I haven't done that yet, actually.
But
you probably
do you
I think you. I think you do.
You probably
have.
Played
you
know 5 minutes of it and you never touched it.
I
again.
Played about 20 minutes of
yes.
it.
Yes,
I put like 6 hours into Persona
sickness.
4. So, all
right, that I heard is very good.
That is excellent. If you could buy it,
Assassin's Creed 3.
If you're gonna,
Persona, Persona 4 and Fire. Persona 2 are out for PSP. I thought about buying them.
Yeah, but those are older ones. You don't want
so?
Those.
He's got to
start
somewhere.
Persona 3 is the one you want to go for PSP.
What was that for?
PSP Go.
All right, the next thing we're going to go to is the controller, the DualShock 4. I held up three fingers.
The only meat they offered in this dinner.
Well, that's the most important part.
No, it's not.
It is a very important part. I don't know.
What if the console has, like, a dick hole in it where you actually have sex with it? And they didn't unveil it. They didn't unveil it. How pissed would you be that that was the major feature? And you could have known that in February, and they were like, let's delay on this one. We don't want Xbox stealing the dick hole idea.
You can't put any money on that right now, so right. What's
it could
the
be
point?
A dick hole.
If I unbox my PlayStation and it has a nice warm dick hole,
there's a flesh.
That's why
there's a fleshlight in the back of it.
That's how I would feel.
What's this hole for?
They don't have the design finalized.
They obviously don't. Otherwise, they just don't want Sony to. I mean, they don't want Microsoft to know what
they
have.
Why would
they
care if Microsoft ripped their style?
Yeah. Why would they care if they knew exactly what the box
looks like?
Because
that's the game. That's the game. That's what's gonna happen anyway. Microsoft is gonna one up everything they found out so far, and I bet you Sony has a few more tricks.
I think it's too late for Microsoft to one up things, though.
I don't know.
No, not necessarily.
That's a Nintendo Sony battle when it was N64 PlayStation.
But either way, the controller looks almost identical to
looks
all
wider.
The DualShock 3.
Except it has like an LED display screen.
Right. The new
it's
features
not an LED
are
display, it's not just LED? A touchscreen.
Well, there's a microphone jack, which it's about fucking time they put a microphone jack in
the
controller.
Because people, not everybody's gonna have a Bluetooth headset.
No, the Bluetooth headsets for the PS3 suck.
Yeah, everything Bluetooth didn't have. I just thought it was nicer than the Xbox.
I have like some sort of freak ear, and I cannot keep anything on my ears ever. Yeah. Like that, it won't work. So I had to buy one that actually plugs in with a USB. It goes all the way across the room.
Yes.
I hate it. I can't stand it. But this one has a microphone jack. An actual microphone in it, a better rumble feature, a touchpad, which is supposedly made out of the same material as the back of the Vita.
So you can play Angry Birds.
Yeah.
On your.
Wait, what?
Well, what else is it for? It's a touchpad. Wait. It's probably either for the internet or you can.
Well,
play,
there's
like
no select or start button, so I imagine that'll probably.
That's true.
Be.
Yeah.
There's share and there's options.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, the options button.
You can't use DualShock 3 controllers on it.
Yeah.
So? Yeah. And there's a light sensor on the front to hook up to the. What they're calling the PlayStation 4i. Mm. See what they did there with the 4 on the eye? Yeah.
That's what they call the PlayStation 3i, too.
Is anyone concerned about how much these controllers are going to cost?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, too, if the controller they showed is going to be the like default controller that everybody gets.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I would imagine, too, but what if it's like, this is the sweet-ass controller, you get the fuck-ass controller.
No, I mean,
you have
no.
to pay a little bit extra
that's
for
be
that.
You're going to get one of those, and another one's going to cost like 80 or 90 bucks.
And that'll be the same price.
Like
I mean, they're probably overcharging for
the
current controllers anyways.
Like 60 or bucks.
I would imagine it's like $69.99. That's what I would imagine it would
be. The Xbox controller right now, you buy an Xbox controller, like 50 or 60 bucks.
Yeah, you don't even get a rechargeable battery pack out of it. You get friggin'
bullshit.
That's also a console close to the end of its life cycle, too.
No, even when they first came out, they were like 60 bucks for those wireless plain
they're overcharging
60 or 70. Yeah, they were nonsense.
The price of that
it just sucks.
And I broke them all the time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is it sucks
shit out of them.
Something so expensive is the target of my rage so often. Like, I don't like
that's
that.
Why
that's what I hope for.
That's why you got to have something else nearby.
I hope PlayStation 4.
Like your dog that you punch.
I hope PlayStation 4 comes with a fleshlight attachment and like a boxing bag.
No, I never punched my dog.
Okay, you have never punched your dog. You're right.
He punches a couch, and the dog is like, "Oh my God, what's going on here? I'm next."
Yes, that may happen. Yes,
you put fear into your dog.
I may get upset and seen. Yes.
All right. Well, also the other major button on the controller is the share button.
Share button.
Sharing is caring.
Which brings us into the next feature, which is social connectivity, which we will get to as soon as we get back.
Sharing, it can be fun.
I'll give you some
when you have none.
There's nothing more important under the sun
than caring is sharing. It can be fun.
What have I got?
The Heineken's starting to get on top of him.
Okay,
I can't talk about video games when I'm this wasted.
I'm good now.
Are you good?
PlayStation 4.
All right. Social connectivity.
Yes.
That was a big thing.
Yes.
Picture in picture, face.
What do you guys think about all the social connectivity?
I hate it. I don't need people to watch me play video games.
Yeah, that made me.
It's so awkward. It's intense.
Why would you want someone to watch?
Well, that made me self-conscious because they were like, friends can watch and give you helpful comments on how to beat this level. I was like,
and
not my
send you things.
You know what's going to happen, right? Like someone's going to watch you playing a video game and there's going to be like, foul words are going to come out.
Yeah, you're going to get
gonna
trolled.
Be it's not going to be helpful.
Well, that's what I was like, my friends wouldn't do that.
Who's actually going to be like, you know what? My friend's playing this game.
Maybe helpful good friends, hey. Unlike what we have here.
Maybe some really hot chicks.
You know, if you aim for his left eye on his boss, you could beat him. No, they're going to send dick pics.
Yeah.
All right, so, well, aside from, you can live stream as you play. You can upload maybe what was like the last 15 minutes of gameplay.
Yep.
You can spectate. You supposedly can spectate on anybody because they said you could spectate on famous
hopefully
people.
Just for
hey, creeping.
I assume creep there will be a feature to
public private
disallow people. Yeah. You
PlayStation
know,
Twitter is what it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to clog up more than e-cards Twitter. On your Facebook. It's just going to. Oh.
Well, it's good though because you know if everybody's doing this recording thing, record their videos every time it goes up on YouTube, every time it goes up on Twitter, it's a PlayStation 4 game. PlayStation 4 and people get
but no one's
going to
watch them. It's
people
be
get beat up.
Good for Sony.
Good for Sony.
Bad for everyone else who
well,
uses social media.
At the same time, you're getting smashed in the face by PlayStation 4.
Well,
well I mean, people watch Let's Plays. They watch people play other video games. If they don't, you know,
I don't.
Trouble buying it, they want to make a decision. You watch a Let's Play, you see.
Well, it's going to be really easy now to, like, take screenshots
yep.
for any reviews yep. that you got to do. Yep. It's going to be great
take
to be able
video.
To... Yeah, to be able to yep. show, like, a walkthrough video. Those will all be incredibly yep. easy to do, which yep. will be good, but...
Yes.
I don't know.
I wanted to buy both systems and use that. No.
I don't want you guys watching me play games.
Stay the fuck away from my gaming.
I would not want to watch you play.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to watch.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to watch me play a game, Francis?
Because it's painful to watch you play a video game.
Yeah. Why?
Why do I want to watch you get angry? You turn the microphone off when you're in the middle of
multiplayer.
Because
you get very emotional.
Motherfucker! God!
Oh, let's clarify. I wouldn't want to watch gameplay footage as you play a game. I would want to watch you as you play the game. That's what I would want to watch.
Roger's belligerent outburst.
That'd be entertainment.
I would want to just see your open staring face, mouth hanging ajar, just
what the f-
just nothing going on, and then suddenly fuck! And a controller throws, you know, just slings at your dog, and your dog slinks out of the room.
My patented move is to let go of the controller and just punch the shit out of my leg.
I would want to watch that.
That's
the
my
couch
move.
Punch move.
The couch.
The cunch pouch.
The cunch?
The couch punch. I do the couch punch.
You should patent cunch, though. That sounds very dirty. I would just want to spam Roger when he's mad. Just Roger,
egg him on.
Roger, plug 8-bit proof. A lot of people are watching right now. Plug the show. Plug the show.
8-bit proof.
You suck at this game, by the way.
8-bit proof.
Make me
cunch.
Angry. Cunch. Get your cunch out of my face.
Cunch.
Waffles don't play with no cunches.
Cunch is a platinum.
I like it. I like it. I think the Waffles name should take off.
Waffles Leone. We're in on this. We're committed 100% to Waffles Leone.
Good.
All
right, name that shall live in infamy.
That's the give some context to his nickname.
Please, Roger's inability to stick to one path of thought and reasoning.
It is
constantly waffling from one side of an issue to the other.
You will rapidly fight. There was something we fought on in a podcast, and you were rapidly, adamantly against what I was saying. And then the very next day, before I'd even edited the show, you were like, you know. I think this, which was exactly what I'd been saying all night.
Doesn't it just drive you mad?
I wanted to punch you in the cunch. I was so upset.
Men don't have cunches.
How do you know?
I think I
real
think
men have cunches.
Waffles has a cunch.
Waffles don't let nobody see his cunch.
Gaikai, we're going to go back to that. No downloading of demos at all.
Streaming
all demos
games.
Will be instant.
That's excellent.
Which is very excellent. Because not only do...
What do you mean?
Streaming is not reliable.
You know what's not reliable? Waiting
how
like,
is online
waiting
doing?
Like 15 minutes for a demo to download.
What's wrong with that? Then
hate
it
that
runs
shit.
Properly.
Hate that shit.
Yeah.
Hate it.
15 well, minutes is a long
if
time.
If it doesn't run properly... if it doesn't run properly, I'll be upset. But if it works the way
yes.
they say it'll work...
How can it's just going to work like Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix always works.
You're not interacting with Netflix.
Netflix works.
Why does
Netflix
everyone
is
have
just
a problem with Netflix but
hold
me?
On.
I've never
Netflix.
Had a problem with Netflix.
You don't interact with Netflix because your commands have to go from your controller all the way to their servers if it's streaming from their server.
What do you mean I don't interact with Netflix?
Netflix isn't
it's
interactive.
It's not an interactive.
It's just
experience.
It's sending you data over the internet.
Yeah.
You're just receiving data.
Isn't that what streaming
not,
is?
It's a one-way conversation.
It's not back and forth. If you're streaming a demo, are you not going to play that demo? Or are you just going to watch somebody
you're
play that demo?
You're sending information one way. They're sending information the next.
It has
so it's
to interact.
Two-way
so there might be a latency.
One.
So
I
when
guess.
You hit X to reload or...
But teraflops.
Teraflops.
Flopping.
Two teraflops.
Yeah, that's
I'm
great.
Flopping in terror.
That's great on the ends, but what's going on between? There's probably some hobo pissing on the wire somewhere.
All right. Sony also announced today, they didn't say it at the presentation, but any purchases made on the PS3
yes.
Via... the PSN will not carry over to the PS4.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, the whole
hate it.
I agree.
PlayStation Plus thing is
it's initially like it weird. Initially it pisses you off, but I can understand it. I can understand it because it's a next gen jump.
It's a different.
I can understand it from a hardware. They want more money sense.
Well, it's
well, they're not doing too well, so.
When you think about any purchase you're about to make or you just made on the PlayStation Store, you don't want to let go of it. You're like, I just fucking bought that and it's going to piss me off, but
just don't sell your console.
Well, it's also not until holiday season. That's what they said for the releases, holiday season.
So
they didn't say a hard date.
Beat your games before Christmas.
Motherfucking console's like a dead man walking now.
All right, moving on, we're going to move on to the animation. Well, before they did the demo, they talked about how in Heavy Rain each character was rendered with 15,000 polygons.
Okay.
And the PS4 is going to double that, apparently.
So 30,000.
Good job with the math.
Boom.
You always were so good with math.
Math trophy.
Oh, sleeping.
Thank you.
Oh.
What is it? Like, it's like my most appropriate sound effect this episode. But either way, their game Beyond Two Souls, they'll render characters twice, which was crazy because in Heavy Rain, the characters already looked amazing. So 30,000 polygons.
Heavy Rain overkill. Had a sex scene that was
interactable.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Can I borrow Heavy Rain?
Wasn't it a rape scene?
No.
Wasn't it a rape scene?
It was a consensual sex scene.
Isn't there a scene where like a woman has to like there's take off her clothes in front of a guy and it's really uncomfortable?
No, there's no rough.
Take my money.
Can I have Heavy Rain?
For rape?
Is that borrow it?
That was for the...
It's good, too.
There's
another
Joe's
scene
reaction.
In Heavy Rain where like the girl's like, I want to take a shower, and you control her while she's taking a shower.
Is she naked?
Yeah.
Like the bush?
That's how you go in the shower.
That's
naked.
How I typically
just the
shower.
You say the boobies.
Just the boobies?
The boobs.
The booboas?
You can borrow. You want to borrow it?
Yeah, I want to borrow it.
Right.
It's the most
you got it.
It's the most important part.
Pile right, of shame.
But my point is like, why do we need something this realistic?
Okay, well, after
I'll watch a porn.
After the 30,000 polygon announcement, they did a tech demo just showing like an old man's face. All it was an old man's head. But that looked ridiculously realistic. Like I thought that was
Grandpa?
Better. That bridged the uncanny valley.
It's
like,
creepy as all hell though.
Exactly. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be able to accurately resemble a person. Like it
Dad? What are you looking at?
You don't want to play video games. I don't want to play movie games.
Look at Deep Down when we get to it.
Where?
Yeah, Deep Down was another uncanny
valley.
You were
about
valley.
To say Deep Dick.
No, I was going to say
Deep Dickin'.
I was going to say Deep Down. Okay. I would admit if I was close
double
to
down
say Deep Dick.
Double Deep Dickin'.
And right afterwards, Media Molecule, they had a tech demo, which I missed most of because my fucking feed cut out at the time. But they showed how you could use the move to sculpt. I think sculpt.
I missed that part. Sorry.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I didn't. I was.
What do you mean move to sculpt?
I was so uninterested in that part.
They were using the PlayStation Move to like sculpt 3D characters and 3D like.
So you can like mess with stuff.
That's a yes.
Very succinct of you. Yes.
Well, I mean.
Was just something off the...
We're no nonsense here at 8-Bit Proof.
It was
so you can fuck with shit with the controller, huh? Yes, you can fuck with the shit.
Headline. You can fuck with shit. It was just a tech demo. It wasn't a game. And they like sculpted characters, and they used the PlayStation Move to do like this weird like puppet show where they played like a rock concert. It was clearly like pre-recorded, and they clearly weren't like doing everything they needed to do to record the characters. But it was interesting to watch and to see... You know what they could do with PlayStation Move.
Before they released the PlayStation 3, they announced that it was going to have two HDMI outputs, and that never happened.
Why would you have two HDMI outputs?
Yeah, what for?
Dual monitors?
Yeah. That's why.
Things happen. I mean, that happens all the time.
When I read that article, I was like, huh. So half the stuff they could have said yesterday might not come true, because they've done it before.
Well,
they said that Kennedy got shot by...
Here we go.
Don't go down this road. Get out of here, Scully. We don't want to hear any of your wild ass theories.
They said Kennedy was shot by the government. I said no.
Everybody knows it was the fucking comedian in the grassy knoll.
Yeah.
The comedian?
Comedian. Did you watch Watchmen? Comedian killed Kennedy.
Oh.
In the grassy
Francis?
I did not know that.
Get it, Francis?
Francis?
No.
Jesus. Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, it was during that cool Bob Dylan like song intro. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the games. That was the most important part. That was the most interesting
Shoot
thing
from the
everybody.
Hip, Skip.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Didn't get through it. All right, the first game, Knack. Everybody saw that, I imagine.
Knack.
That was
the platformer. Yes, that was the Marble Madness guys game.
Yeah, the plat. Those the Marble Madness guys?
Cerny, yeah, he made Marble Madness.
What happened?
Did he really?
That's what I thought they said. The first thing off the bat was he
video game knowledge.
Marble, no, they said it. I remembered it because it was pretty significant.
I was trying to fuck with my stream. I was screaming and punching things in my living room when that was happening.
Yeah, he started when he was like 14 or something.
Oh, Marble Madness was the shit.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
I loved that game so much.
He, like, did Crash Bandicoot.
Never played it.
Bandicoot.
Yeah. Got no time for that kind of shit.
But yeah, Knack looks like a new platformer.
Nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh. Ain't nobody got time for that. Those two sound effects are right next to each other. Yeah, so
I guessed that.
All right, so, yeah, it looks like a little a cartoon platform. It looks interesting, but nothing.
It's the one where all, like, the molecules come together and the little puppet
guy. You can, like, modify yourself.
Yeah, the little guy, Knack, apparently can, like, turn into this giant character. I don't know. I missed most of the demo for Knack.
The man made Marvel Madness.
There was another cartoon game that was better. I thought looked better.
The next one was Killzone.
Yes.
Shadowfall.
Yes.
Really? That really got you that aroused? It was that just it was Killzone with color.
That was awesome.
Like, that's all it
made
was.
My dick hard.
What do you mean Killzone with color?
All Killzone has been is like gray and black.
It looks so good.
Killzone had color.
Like he was jumping on.
There was barely any color.
You didn't play Killzone 4.
He was jumping.
You didn't play Killzone 3.
He was jumping around the
all
environment.
All Killzone games.
You didn't play Killzone 3, did you?
He's trying to say something.
He was jumping around the environment without any prompts and the ducking and the thing and the gun that stretched out and it changed to a sniper rifle. Came back and was all like high energy.
Killzone has barely ever had any color in it besides gray.
Good.
This one had green and blue. I better go buy it.
Killzone 3 had it. That's what I'm saying. You didn't play Killzone 3, obviously, because you said everything's gray and blue. Killzone 2 was definitely gray and blue.
Yes.
Everything was on fire and black. Everything. Yeah. The whole fucking game was on fire and
black.
Killzone 3 was better.
I expected a Killzone game.
It was
nice. It was just another first-person sci-fi.
The downfall
shooter,
of
like,
Killzone is that there's absolutely
Halo.
Don't give a shit about anything. Like Helgen, ISG, who gives a shit about these assholes? There's
I
nobody,
love the Helgen. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like,
I have a Helgen
head. But they're the bad guy.
Room.
You kill them.
They're awesome.
Nobody gives a fuck about any character in Killzone. That's why Killzone fails.
Colonel Raddick.
Killzone will never be as good as Halo because nobody gives a shit about anybody in Killzone.
I don't know of anybody as even you. You're the biggest Killzone fan I know.
Yes.
You don't seem to be invested in the lore at all.
Yeah, there's nothing
to
it.
What do you mean there's nothing?
It's pretty
simplistic.
Here's these obviously evil assholes, and here's these other guys.
They're
humans. That's so nice.
It's like there's a big universe. They're humans. They put into mines. They changed. Being in the mines made their skin white. And
but then
hairless.
They're like, oh, everyone talks like this. I'm evil. I'm evil Helgen.
Don't talk like that.
They weren't very appreciative of what was going on, so they rebelled, and now they have this whole war going on. And I'm curious about the time period of this game because it takes place. It was like Vecna.
So you
or
do
something.
Know the narrative, but do you give a fuck about the narrative at all?
I did Colonel Raddick die in 3? I can't remember. I'll have to play it again.
Spoilers.
No, do you know who Colonel Raddick is?
Yeah, he dies in 3.
I feel like I finished 3, but I don't remember it at all. That's what I'm talking
I remember
about.
Colonel, I remember.
It's an
I liked it a lot.
Unremarkable.
And then you go. You fly in the spaceship with your buddy who's an ass, and then you go.
What's this have to do with PlayStation 4?
Oh yeah, let's bring it.
All right, sorry.
It's
an unremarkable franchise, and I hope that it gets better on PS4.
I hope that it does get better too. But like,
I'm
very excited for the multiplayer.
It was something I expected to see. I think everybody knew that they were going to launch with a new Killzone.
Yes.
All right, the next game they showed was Drive Club. Did you guys see
that? Yes, Joe, you probably introduced
it. Yeah, but it's Forza 4 and Grand Theft Auto. I mean, not Grand Theft Auto, Gran Turismo, like all over again. How much more detailed can you get in a car?
You you can rub the seats and the fabric will show which direction you last
this
rubbed.
Individual fabric, fucking individual pieces of fucking fabric. I was watching that thing and all I could think of was the Forza 4. Like that mode where you can actually like go in and like play with the car and shit like that, but there's only like 12 or 13 cars you can actually do that with. Like there's a mode in it where you can get in the car and turn it on and fucking fiddle with all the buttons and shit.
Well,
how much more into it can you get?
You knew there was going to be a driving game that was going to launch with the PlayStation.
I'm not impressed by it anymore. How much more can you get? It's photorealistic already.
It looks incredible, but they didn't show any racing that wasn't first person.
Yeah,
they were very into first person racing, which I hate.
Well, that's the thing. Like, there's nothing else. What more can they do?
I think they're just
with
trying
the
to bring
racing
out, like,
genre.
The dashboard and everything else.
Yeah, but that's the same shit you get in Forza 4. Every car in Forza 4 has that dashboard, high res,
in the car.
Does
cockpit
anybody race
view.
Like that? Does
yeah,
any-
I do. It's awesome.
You race in first person?
Yeah, it's awesome. You're like you're in the car, it. But it doesn't like there's nothing new about it. It's
I always
like the
need,
jump between.
I always need.
Well,
it
you know, they really
it's
need
like
to
the
go.
Jump between 2 and 3, like PS2 Gran Turismo 4 and PS3 Gran Turismo 5. There was a big jump in between those two, but now 5 to like this Drive Club game. Club. There's nothing new that they're
oh, yeah,
offering.
You don't know what they're. Yeah, but you don't know.
It could look a little bit nicer, yeah. But it's already photorealistic. All they're just doing is making it what more photorealistic. We got the rainbow like, coating on the headlights.
Well,
perfect this time.
They really touted the team aspect of it. They yeah. were talking about how much it was related to a first person shooter and
individual
how you could
fibers of the carbon fiber.
It's like the Madden games. They're all the same. They just look better.
Well, this was that's heavily it. Focused on team racing. How you could like set up like clan type matches is what it
I don't want to be your friend. I just want to
so
turn
like,
the video
you're
game
have,
on
like, draft
and play
clubs
it.
And be like, I'll let you draft.
I
want to
know
me.
You.
There would be clubs and there would be like clan matches and thing. Well, they didn't call them clan matches, but essentially,
who cares
what it
about
like.
Racing games? Racing games were fine when Cruise and USA was out. Now they're just racing games. Who cares?
All right. While Roger's drinking, so we can't say anything. Let's move on to Infamous Second Son.
Yes.
Infamous Second
particle
Son.
Particle effects.
A lot of
Second
particle
Son
effects.
Wasn't even like a. It wasn't even a gameplay
I
demo.
Thought it was Lost Son.
Second.
No, Second Son.
Oh, my bad.
Red Son.
My bad.
Red Son, motherfucker.
Red
you
Son,
Superman,
communist Superman.
Did you, well, see, did you see the media going down over Russia?
Yeah.
Red Son.
There was, they had this whole long like monologue about Big Brother and people watching you and airport security, and then they just suddenly were like, superpowers.
Yeah, wasn't Infamous always about that though?
Well, it was always about yeah. superpower. Like, I just thought it was X-Men meets Big Brother. It was very odd.
Yeah, but I thought Infamous. I played the first Infamous. Was I?
Yeah,
I'm
some
pretty
like
sure
weird
the first Infamous
fell,
was like all
like powers,
power control, power struggle.
It was in a
like
city
electronic.
That was just hit with
yeah,
like this horrible disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the first Infamous wasn't the first Infamous about like people trying to control shit and all that stuff.
Yeah, he had electrical
yeah,
powers. That's all
had,
I cared about. He jumped around.
The way,
wait,
the way,
yeah.
the way you describe things, you're like a poet.
Yeah. I try to keep it simple. Keep it simple, stupid. Kiss.
There you go. All right, so are you excited for the next Infamous game? You think you'll get it if you get
listen,
the PS4?
I'm going to buy a Vita. I'm going to buy a PS4. I might as well fucking regret my whole life and buy Infamous and buy fucking Watch Dogs and buy the new Drive Club game.
Hey, you
why
know what
wouldn't
was
I
weird?
Buy everything? Who
you know what was weird that I noticed?
What's that?
Not to get it too far ahead, but the Watch Dogs
we'll
power bar
soon.
Looked like the Infamous power bar. It was like a zigzag
oh, really?
With dots.
I didn't see that.
I never saw that.
When you watch the Infamous video, I mean the Watch Dogs video, it was the same power bar as like
Watch
as like Infamous. Watch a dog. And it was like a dot, like connected with lines like a lightning.
All right, well, let's move to the Watch Dogs demo. That was the Ubisoft demo. And that was probably what I was most excited for, that and Capcom's. Like, they did... I don't
know.
They did a live demo, which... I don't think it was live. I really don't think that demo was live at all.
Who was the live one?
It was supposed to be a live gameplay demo of Watch Dogs.
Do you want me to play some of it?
That was not live. That was fucking...
It was way too canned.
The heart of America. Feels like somewhere it must have skipped a beat. People haven't changed, but now everybody's broadcasting. And once you've seen it, all of it, how do you look away?
Hank, you can hack a dude's credit card and go to the ATM and take out money with it.
Stop
crime.
Hank
his cunch.
Like impressive interest.
Yeah.
Hank that man's cunch.
If you see a man's cunch, you gotta do one thing with it. You gotta hank it.
Yeah, it did look.
And if he says now, you hank it harder.
And in the video, like he
bringing it all back.
He sees like a percentage chance of a crime about to happen. Sees
yeah,
sees a woman
very,
about to get like stabbed or raped
very,
in, a, in an alleyway.
Very personal interest.
He stops.
I like it.
He stops the crime and then he like chases the guy down.
I don't understand the slow motion shooting they had in there. Is he like a special operative? Or
oh yeah, there was like bullet time.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was like
shooting
out
the tire.
That's just
that,
to make
the
game more interesting.
Yeah,
to play
it slows time whenever you use like some sort of like when he did the remember when the police car was coming towards him and he like popped up those whatever you call them.
It was like traffic
it
blocking
down,
stoppers.
Yeah. And then the train part, he like shit slowed down.
Yeah.
Especially the train, because that was what he was trying
that's
to do.
That's probably just to accent like a set piece to make it seem more exciting. But like, I don't know if there's any actual bullet time, like a Max Payne, like you have to slow down time. It probably just automatically happens.
Yeah. There should
but
be.
That's just
I think that makes the game easier to play. on like a fast-paced kind of game like
yeah.
that.
Or you could use a keyboard and mouse.
That's kind of like one of the issues that I was thinking about.
Hi-oh.
One of the issues I was thinking about with PS4 watching this whole thing was like, are they going to make the games playable, like better than the PlayStation 3 games? Or are they just going to be like god-awful, hackneyed fucking control schemes?
How do you mean playable? Like more
like,
playable?
Like when you see the game, like it's obvious when a game looks good. You see it and the graphics are fucking fantastic. All the particle effects, all this blah, blah, jazz is flying around. But then when you
metric
play
lighting.
Yeah, but then you play the fucking game and it plays like dog shit. It totally negates the whole effort put into the game. So I want to
like
make
Assassin's
sure the
Creed
game
3.
Yeah, I want to make sure the game actually plays like a fucking enjoyable experience and not some shit fucking job hackneyed controls.
Well, we're not
going
to know that until we get our hands
exactly.
on it.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm so like F.
Next name we're going to talk about is Jonathan Blow's The Witness.
Who yes! the hell is Jonathan Blow?
The he Witness. Made
I don't know who that is.
You don't know the game Braid?
I know what Braid is. I don't
Braid?
Care. That's like I don't give a fuck
like
who Cliff Bleszinski is. He was forced upon me. Don't make me know Jonathan Blow.
You asked
don't
who
make,
he was.
Don't make
I'm not,
me
I'm
know
not,
this guy.
I'm not forcing this.
Don't wait. Make me know him.
You are sucking this information out
it.
Of me.
I don't
so
want
I'm
it.
Blasting
wait.
It all over
wait,
your face.
Wait, Jonathan Blow's guy it. Invented a hairstyle?
The blowout?
What?
Bazinga.
What are we talking about here?
Did he?
No, you idiot.
Why do you gotta go personal? Why has it gotta be personal?
He's a developer of Braid. You know the game?
Yeah, the hairstyle.
All the pretentious douchebags love Braid.
Oh, I'm just kidding. These are jokes I'm making because I drank a beer.
Okay, he's a bit pretentious. You can't say that Jonathan Blow is
I didn't watch the video
because
I really don't like the guy because he is pretentious.
Yeah, me too.
Himself. Oh, I made this game. It's all open and shit. Yeah.
What does that mean? The whole thing was pretentious, though. There was dramatic pauses, but nobody was clapping. There wasn't an audience of interested people
no,
there.
Just journalists doing
their
job.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's because every games journalist's thumbs were glued to their phone, live blogging on Twitter, like
but
trying to put up things
so
as quick as possible.
So foolish. There was dramatic pauses and like questions posed to the audience and like exciting like portions that were met with absolute silence. And I was like, what the fuck? This is awkward as
well,
shit.
Well,
it's like walking into your parents having sex.
A lot like Myst. It's like an island where there's all these like random puzzles.
It doesn't look like Myst.
It does too, and I actually said the same thing when
it
I was
looks
watching
a lot
it.
Like Myst.
Myst was awesome. Did you even play Myst?
No, but it doesn't look like
Myst.
Myst.
But you never played it. So
this
I
is
know.
More cartoony graphic.
You don't even know what Myst was.
Listen to what I'm saying. It's very reminiscent of
Myst. Did you
Myst.
Ever play Myst or The Seventh Guest
I
or The Eleventh
Riven.
Hour?
What was that game? I played one of those games on
it's
the computer.
Seventh Guest, Eleventh Hour, and Myst. That's
it's
all.
Reminiscent in Myst as far as it's a first person world where you solve puzzles and you have to like physically walk through the puzzles in a first person perspective.
Yes.
That's all I mean.
Okay.
Of course
you're not
graphically
talking about visually.
Graphically no, it doesn't look like
okay.
Myst.
It does
that's,
kind
that's
of.
And
Myst
saying.
Was a like an open like you'd see all kinds of crazy shit in the distance and
I know, but I don't
want to
have
puzzles.
Roger jump all over me
what?
For
fuck him. Fuck him and his beard. No.
I said it looked like Myst and
you
said no.
Drunk Packers fan, we love you.
All right, well, either
come
way.
Come on the show. You too, Megan.
Oh, that'd be awesome. We should get her.
That
you
game,
too, Megan. Come on the show.
That game, along with Watch Dogs, I was most excited about. That and Capcom's game.
Deep
which,
Down.
Tentatively titled Deep Down.
Or Deep Down.
I like how they put that in parentheses in the bottom right.
Yeah.
Tentative title. Because we're probably not going to call it this.
This is stupid,
so
but we had nothing
this
else.
Is so
we're
game.
Just going to call
deep
it
Deep Down.
We're just going to call it Dragon's Dogma 2.
Essentially it looks a lot like Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah, it's a party. You're doing adventures, fighting a dragon.
But the
guy's bow and arrow.
The facial
isn't
animation
Skyrim?
Unreal in that demo.
Yes.
Like LA Noir looks silly compared
to
that.
Yeah, when he tossed like the torch to the other guy, I was like, this is fucking...
Other games, let's blow through a couple of these games really quick. Witcher 3, we have no other information.
No.
No release
except
date.
That there'll be titties and sex.
It's supposed to be open world like Skyrim.
PlayStation 4.
Lots of titties.
The next Xbox. They announced a new Final Fantasy.
But without announcing it.
Hey, listen.
We will have a Final Fantasy game,
Everybody stop. What did you just say?
Every time I hear that song, I think of the hey, listen thing. Yeah.
This?
Hey, listen.
You
think
of
Hey, listens from Zelda.
I'm playing Ocarina of Time right now.
You think of Navi from Ocarina.
Yeah, but every time you play that song, like
good,
I don't know why, but that's the next thing that comes into my head.
Gracious.
All right, well that
Hey, listen.
That's the victory
hey,
sound
listen.
From Final Fantasy.
Hey,
oh boy.
Listen.
All right, so there's a new Final Fantasy confirmed for the PS4 like we all knew was going to happen. No other information.
Is it Final Fantasy 10X3?
No information
it'll be like
at
15.
All.
It'll be like 15 or something.
They did
like
show
that.
A tech demo. Square Enix showed a tech demo which looked like a third world.
Like
Final
Iraq?
Fantasy.
It was like an AK-47s
yeah.
against magic.
Yeah, it was guns and magic. Essentially every single Final Fantasy game.
It was Final Fantasy 7-ish.
Ah.
Guns
also,
versus magic.
Also, Bungie was there.
I want to tell you a little bit about what Bungie's been doing for the last few years. After Halo, we ask ourselves the question, what next? What's worth doing? When you have a studio with this much talent, what do you point it at? How could we take a genre that we know and love so well, the first-person shooter, and turn it on its head again? And our answer is Destiny. Bungie's next great FPS. In Destiny, we've created a fantastic new universe for players to explore, full of mystery and adventure. We've built a persistent online world where players grow and customize their characters. And we focused from the beginning, not just on the great competitive experience that players demand from a shooter, but to make sure that playing Destiny cooperatively with your friends was going to blow your mind.
It's obvious the likenesses that you can draw between Halo and that. It also looks very reminiscent of Dust 514 that just came out for the PS3. Like as far as an open world first person.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot less condensed than that one. I think they'll put in vehicles and classes and they're gonna go for I think they're gonna go for the MMO feel. I don't know.
There's
like a warlock class and stuff like that.
Yeah, the warlock,
there's three
the hunters,
classes.
And, like,
three
like,
classes.
Like
they mentioned there's gonna be as much PvP as there is playing with your friends, completing quests. Like, it's supposed to be this giant MMO. Like, looks very ambitious, but not a lot of details. Looks way too similar to Halo for my liking. Like,
well, I mean,
I imagine they should move beyond that, but I don't know. I mean, that's their bread and butter. They know first-person shooters, so I would expect it.
Okay, why don't you yawn in the middle
of the podcast?
Am I boring you?
All this Halo talk is getting me tired.
All right, the very last game I want to mention...
Stay a while.
You look like a cunch in there.
Yes.
Cunch that fucking can.
You stepped on it. You stepped all over it.
I'm sorry.
Stay a while and listen.
Nobody here is going to get
that.
Nobody knows except for the people that played Diablo 3, which is only me and Francis.
That's not from Diablo 3.
Blizzard walked onto the stage during the announcement and announced that Diablo 3 will be coming to both the PS4 and PS3 and be available... Like as a hands-on demo at PAX East on
yes.
a PlayStation 3.
Yes,
which is
I'm
very
wait
exciting
in line for that.
Excellent. I won't.
I'm very excited for it.
I'm gonna go home and play it.
exactly. High five, Francis.
High five.
Yeah. We have PCs.
Wait, you're gonna go home and play it on a console? Because it's gonna be playable on a console.
Who cares?
Which
what
I think it was built to play on a console.
1.2 billion
right?
people playing
it
on PC.
Go into that later.
Zero people playing it.
I go home and plug an Xbox controller into my desktop and play it like that. If you want to.
Well, a lot of people are complaining about that announcement.
Well,
what's the complaint from PC gamers about Diablo 3 coming to consoles?
Well, it's not. It has nothing to do with going to consoles. It has
nothing
at
all.
Nothing
at
all going to consoles.
Their beef
because
is that they think it was. They think their computer game was the beta to see if it would work on consoles.
But it does work on consoles.
My beef is that their direction with the game was to make it simpler and make it easier for a wider variety of people.
And
make it so you can play it with a controller.
The article I read was very, very douchey. Because the person was just like, yeah, there's certain parts of the game that they made it simple because, console players just don't like complex
stuff. See, right off the bat.
And like, as soon as you read that, you're like, fuck you.
Immediately there's a resentment. Hold on. There's immediate resentment for it going to consoles. And I know that deep down, that pisses off a lot of PC gamers that they're The game they hold in highest esteem is moving to consoles, and that disgusts a lot of PC gamers.
They can go fuck themselves. They in can the conscious.
I don't understand. I played Diablo 1. I played it multiple times, but all my access, because my PC sucked as a kid, was on the PS1. I played the PS1 version of Diablo 1, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
It worked so well, so I don't see the problem of that game coming to consoles.
I have no problem with it going to consoles. That's not my problem. The problem is how they built it.
What is your problem?
So you feel slighted. That
geared towards the casual console player that has a Madden machine, has a Call of Duty machine. Those people.
What's that mean? What's a Madden machine?
You have an Xbox to play Madden, or you have an Xbox.
So you
to
feel
play Call
slighted that they didn't incorporate as many things as they could incorporate, and they lessened the content.
They didn't gear it towards the fans, the people who played Diablo 1 and 2 religiously, like I did.
What?
Like they're gearing it towards the public.
So what did they cut out in order to put it on a console?
Well, for some reason, there's no item set.
There's
which
no
I
jewelry.
Don't understand. Then, jewel sets, you just plug it in. There's not really. There's no. They took out runes out of the game. So, for example, you get level up. You go to level 5. You get a skill, and you can respec at will any 4 skills you want. The original Diablo 2 was you put the points in, and it's permanent, and that's it. Are smart about your decisions.
Are we finished rehashing Diablo 3?
So that was the end of the announcement. I'm pretty sure we covered all the games. If there was anything else, if there's anything we forgot, if there's any questions you have about for us regarding what we thought of anything about the PlayStation 4 announcement.
Give us anything.
Yeah, just anything. Just fucking pay attention to us.
Because you guys give us nothing sometimes.
Yeah, and honestly, we give you everything. We slap our dicks on the table, and we get... We want something back. Just
sometimes
let
we post things on our site, on our fan page, on Facebook, and we say, hey, what do you think? And then like 6 people like it, but they don't say anything.
It's clear that all our confidence in ourselves is clearly based on all the attention that you give us.
Yeah,
on the
give
internet,
us attention. So we'll feel happier.
It will make us feel better. So just...
I don't want to Mindy McCready myself because you don't give us attention.
No, don't do that.
All right. Well, you can do that through the comment section on BlastMagazine.com.
Yes. Sorry.
You can do that in the on our Facebook page, facebook.com/8bitproof, or on our Twitter feed at 8bitproof. All right, so anybody have anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
Game overnight.
Yeah, game overnight.
Next Tuesday, we'll be there.
Tuesday nights at what
Good Life Bar.
Good Life Bar.
Boston.
24 Kingston Street.
28 Kingston Street.
Fuck you. Oh, you want to be better than me?
For some reason, I remember the address, but not the name of the bar.
You want to be better than me?
Yeah. Starting at 6 p.m., we usually bring older systems. I think we're going to bring an N64 and a Super Nintendo.
N64 and SNES.
Yes.
SNES.
All right. Does anybody have an idea of like an outro song I can play too? I have no
idea.
Yeah.
That Bob Saget song.
Okay.
How does this have to do with PlayStation?
The one that he plays in his stand-up routine.
I don't understand that.
Okay, we'll do it.
It's an old English folk song, and I hope you like it. There was an old farmer who sat on a rock, stroking his whiskers and shaking his fist at his neighbors who sat on their ricks, teaching their children to play with their kite strings and marbles. In the old days of yore, along came a lady who looked like a decent young lady and walked like a duck. Said she discovered a new way to bring up the children, to sew and to knit. The boys in the stables were shoveling up contents of stables left after the hunt. The carman was feeling a nice piece of straw from the stables, cleaning the walls. In came the dairymaid to play with his dog in the dairy where she did belong. If you think this is dirty, well, you're fucking well wrong.
The Cunch Pouch.